This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's start this program with
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That's another Jet touchdown.
They're back. I told you my favorite words I get to say in this microphone.
That's another Jet touchdown.
I don't throw the flags.
Today's guests, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long, plus your phone calls, Overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live from Los Angeles, California. I am your humble host. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you are watching us on the Roku channel for free on channel 210. Do not adjust your sets, or if you're watching us on the Roku app where the Roku channel is free, do not adjust your phones. My ears are this naturally shiny. So
I was like, where are you going?
Don't stop the show to check things out. Okay. Just understand, if you think my takes are a little bit better, it's just my spin rate is just all jacked up today. Okay.
We're going to have more than one hit today, Rich. I can guarantee you that.
I hope so. And if we do, it'll be called for roughing the passer. So that's the sort of mood I'm in today. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We say hello to everybody listening on terrestrial radio, coast to coast on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. We say hello to those listening on Odyssey, Sirius Channel 218, XM Channel 202, 992 on the Sirius XM app. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is a nice backstop for anything that you're going to miss over the next 3 hours. The same goes for channel 210 on the Roku channel. As soon as this is over, this show, it just re-airs and re-airs and re-airs, and we're thrilled about that. Chris Brockman and DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts in their usual spots.
Rich,
good to
I haven't
see
gotten
you.
My ears checked by Brockman yet. I'm ready to
okay,
get
very good.
In the break.
And somebody
break,
who right. does not appreciate this line of humor. However, his Dallas Cowboys are 4-1. Taking the Los Angeles Rams to task and then eventually apart here in SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. TJ Jefferson, have you lit the candle? Yeah, it's yet another 4 straight weeks of Jimmy Johnson drops.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
To quote Jefferson Starship, remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head.
Okay.
Feed your head. It'll make sense later.
Right. TJ's on ayahuasca today. No, very good. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Good to see you over there, TJ.
Hey,
Jefferson.
Man, it's great to be here. I had a good night, and I had a not-so-part of the night.
Hey, my brother's the typical New York Jet Met fan. So, great, great daytime, and then at nighttime,
it hurt so much.
It definitely left him a mark, you know?
And it hurt even more to have to come to work today and have people you consider your friends just, you know, poke you from my the brother, second you my, walk in the door. So.
My brother and I were texting last night about a personal matter, and after we dispatched with that, he then texted me, "I'm dealing with the current Mets debacle." That's what he texted me, and I'm like, that's when I just decided to leave him alone. And then...
You mean with one of his kids going through it, like, or he just himself, like?
No, he. I don't know. Lee is his oldest. I think he's still an Angels fan. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. He just inflicted him with the Jets fandom, although not much to inflict these days. We'll get to all that on this program. I do want to start with the news out of Carolina. We have our first, just not even the final game of Week 5. That's
wow.
tonight.
Wow.
Hasn't been played. Chiefs and Raiders, that goes down tonight. So Week 5 is not yet done. And the Carolina Panthers have fired their coach, Matt Rhule, who was a much ballyhooed hire out of Baylor University a few years ago, is bounced just 5 games into year 3 of his 7-year contract, on which he still has $40 million left to be paid. That's a lot of dead money. And that's how bad things have gotten in Carolina. They just told Matt Rhule to get out. That's the door. After they were dismantled by the San Francisco 49ers yesterday in front of the home fans. Baker Mayfield, they tried rolling that dice. They rolled the dice of Sam Darnold, tried to acquire him. They rolled the dice of Teddy Bridgewater. So strike one with Bridgewater, strike two with Darnold, and then strike three in the first five games with Baker Mayfield. Just one win, and you're out. That's the door. 11-27, Matt Rhule. And I remember when he was hired as the hottest college coach that could be hired and brought with him the hottest college assistant you could bring to be the offensive coordinator. Joe Brady was the passing game coordinator for Joe Burrow's LSU Tigers. And that was the whole holy you-know-what moment where, okay, so you take Baylor's red-hot coach and then you take the red-hot assistant from LSU and you bring them all together and we'll see what they could do with Teddy Bridgewater. And then Brady gets fired. They bounce him. So much for that plan after a 5-11 season in 2020. But, you know, it's his first year. There's no fans. I mean, it was a totally weird year, as we all know, in 2020. And then they ran it back in 2021 with Sam Darnold, who they acquired from the Jets because the Jets were going to go get Zach Wilson. And Darnold started 3-0. Remember? Oh, yeah. This point last year, we're talking about, you know, higher register MVP candidate.
MVP? I don't know.
Can this really happen?
The defense was balling.
And then Christian McCaffrey goes out, as we all know.
Yeah.
And then a 5-12 season ensues. Unfortunately for Rhule, he had an extra regular season game to lose. And now 1-4 for a 289 win percentage. That is the worst since 2020 with a minimum of 25 games coached. Joe Judge and Vic Fangio are the ones who are 2-3 on that list. And the only reason why Urban Meyer is not on the list is he was 1-done. And I guess that's the one thing. Hey, Panthers fans, at least your college coach that you hired didn't kick the kicker and flew back on every team playing. So there's that. But it's still an unmitigated disaster for this team to have hired Matt Rhule and now bounced him. And my only two cents on this is, well, I mean, all you got to do is follow all 22 Twitter from our friend Dan Orlovsky from ESPN and everyone else talking about the offense of Carolina being so simplistic and being able to figure out tendencies and how brutal it looked. And it certainly doesn't help, you know, Ben McAdoo, the longtime ago Giant coach, that he's the offensive coordinator there, and this is the indictment that you see. And they go with Steve Wilks. He's your interim head coach. He was the one-and-done coach so Cliff Kingsbury could be hired and matched to Kyler Murray.
That's right.
In Arizona. I mean, McAdoo took the Giants to the playoffs, and they told him, you just stay there. We'll take Steve Wilks and get him the headset. And Jay Glazer just tweeted out moments ago, our friend from Fox, that GMs are now going to be calling Carolina to see if they're going to dismantle the team because, I guess, what, you're going to suck for Stroud? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean,
absolutely.
The Ohio State quarterback right now, that a lot of folks, along with Willie Anderson of now number three Alabama, despite having won their game against Texas A&M over the weekend. They dropped from 1-3.
They probably shouldn't have won.
Last time you go, last time somebody dropped from 1-3, two spots. We'll get you that stat later on. It's an interesting stat. From 1-3, dropped two spots despite winning. At any rate, I bring all this up because the one name that I think is fueling this is Sean Payton. Why would you bounce your coach now? 5 weeks in. Why would you do it? I guess you're trying to save your season. I guess you're trying to save your season. Are you going to try and tank and trade everyone away? They've got a lot of young players. It might just be the coach and the quarterback choice. It doesn't help the fact that Carolina is now coming out here to Los Angeles to take on a Rams team licking its wounds, just having lost now to the Cowboys to fall to 2-3. But I think this is a Sean Payton move. He's sitting on Fox set, clearly wanting to coach again. It's so obvious. He's living his best life right now. The Saints do have his rights, so you know they'll probably have to give quite a bit to get Sean Payton to coach this team in division. But if you're David Tepper and you've got gajillions of dollars and you're used to winning everything in life, I guess you feel that this is something that can be surmounted and name your price. And if it's first-round draft choices, I don't know if you're going to give away the first overall selection.
No.
But if it's first-round draft choices in the future, you know, ask the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if they thought it was right to give up what they gave to the Raiders for Gruden. They got a trophy in the case. They look at it every day. So, and it's their first one. Pretty damn special. And if Sean Payton could put Carolina's first trophy in the case, that's what it's worth. And I'm just wondering how this is going to affect other teams now that there is one team that is so far advanced in the market for a new head coach that doesn't have any issues talking to anybody right now. Obviously, there will be Rooney rules to follow and things of that nature. But you don't think David Tepper's already gotten Sean Payton's phone number? I think I don't know. I guess that might be tampering. I guess you got to call the Saints. But friends can talk to friends and talk to friends who show up on golf courses. You know, like your process servers serving them with papers. Just happens to be a contract. You know? And that's why I'm wondering if there are any other teams that are thinking about making a maneuver as Denver gets set now.
Huge game.
For a week 6 contest. That's 1 week from tonight here in town, Denver at Chargers. So I'm just keeping an eye on all of that. As Carolina is first in the clubhouse with a fired coach.
I feel like they make this move because they think they're still an okay team that can have a decent season.
Matt,
if you're trying to tank, why don't you just keep Matt Rhule? Because clearly the losing will come.
I just think it's something that the owner was sick and tired of seeing. I'm sure you got whispered in the ear by the All-22 folks saying this has got to stop. He's coming out here to Los Angeles, and you're staring 1-5 in the face. I mean, Baker Mayfield has got a walking boot on. It's P.J. Walker's turn because Sam Darnold has his own damn walking boot on.
Yeah.
You know? This thing is circling the drain. You might as well get a front row seat and the first seat on the ride for a new head coach when there is a Super Bowl winner sitting on the set of Fox. And again, don't get confused. It's not Urban Meyer. He didn't win a Super Bowl.
I think that was cool.
By the way, Fox, last guy I want to hear from when Michigan's struggling to beat Indiana at halftime is Urban Meyer's talking about Michigan. Last guy. In advance of Michigan's game against Penn State, the fourth in a row on big Fox Noons game. So, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break because there is so much to get to, man. Brandon Staley made the ultimate head-scratching decision. Jerome Boger made the ultimate head-scratching call. And I'm talking about what happened at the end of the Chargers-Browns game and what caused the Falcons to not have one last shot at maybe upsetting Tom Brady with a roughing the passer call. There is so much to get to on this program. The New York football teams. How about the Giants going into London and winning that game against Green Bay yesterday? And the Jets doing what they did to Miami. San Francisco looking as good as it looks right now. And then obviously the Dallas Cowboys have not lost a game since Dak Prescott broke his thumb. And then there's the Buffalo Bills who just scored another first half touchdown despite the game being over. It's really strange how they could turn back time like that.
Gabe Davis from downtown.
Downtown bang. No question about that. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Christopher Brockman's got some great overreaction Monday topics for me and all of us. And Max Crosby, talk about a big game tonight. The Philadelphia Eagles are still 5-0. Jalen Hurts with still undefeated. They're 5-0. Jalen Hurts with a terrific soundbite that causes me to think the Eagles have, you know, the latest example of the boy, the Eagles have the right guy. And this is Jalen Hurts' team in Philadelphia now. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Roku channel and more. When we come back, what the heck was Brandon Staley thinking and how lucky is he? Something you don't normally say about a Chargers coach. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
I'm an adventurous person, but I'm also a careful person. We want to get out there, but we also want to make sure we're safe and our loved ones are safe. Good thing there's the OnStar Guardian app. Safety services right on our phone. We can get roadside assistance. We can share locations with friends and family. We can even get help in a crash in any vehicle on any motorcycle. Finally, something both sides of me can agree on. Adventure safely with the OnStar Guardian app. Download today from the App Store or on Google Play. Be safe out there.
2022, when it comes to the economy, these are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and whatever we're going through right now on this roller coaster. But 31,000, over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio. Right now, head to netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. You will thank us for all of that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. All right, look. Nothing upsets a sports fan when they see a blown call, right? It's a human element to our game, no matter what the game. Whenever you see a blown call and you just figure that the official or umpire or linesman should do a better job. And I agree with all of that. It's a tough job. It's a very difficult job to get things right, which is why we have something called 21st century technology. That's a nice little safety net. Sometimes it annoys the sports fan as well, that we're stopping the action in order to parse a video like we're looking at the Zapruder film. Look that up, young kids. And it upsets you. And I understand that too. But we've got to get it right if we can get it right. And the NFL has an ability to get things right through instant replay. It is there for all of us to use. You all have it at home. You all have it at home, maybe in 4K, in the highest definition possible.
Yeah.
But what an official doesn't have in real time is the ability to watch it back. And, you know, I'm assuming their vision is 4K quality. So put it all together. And when we're not using replay to help matters, and it really comes down to a game-changing moment, it's particularly infuriating. Now, had the Falcons performed better in the first half, had they not made certain mistakes, had they not, you know, been down by six with 3 minutes to go, this would be a non-issue, which is why my buddy Hall of Famer Rod Woodson would always tell me this story whenever I would be complaining about this sort of stuff watching football games. And then Chuck Noll always told the Steelers before playing, play better than the ref's ref. That way you don't have to have your game being decided in the last second by a poor call. And what Jerome Boger did yesterday, the head official in Tampa, was absolutely blow a call. One of the worst roughing the passer penalties around. Grady Jarrett sacks Tom Brady on a 3rd and 5 with just under 3 minutes to go. And the Bucs are going to punt. They're going to be forced to punt. Now, again, Marcus Mariota's got to go the length of the field and score a touchdown and beat Tampa. But he didn't have that opportunity because Jerome Boger flagged Grady Jarrett for roughing Tom Brady. And did Jarrett hit him in the face? No. Did he hit him in the head and neck area? No. As a matter of fact, the photograph that we have associated with Jerome Boger's response in a pool report to a pool reporter is basically said, what are you thinking? You could see Jarrett has Brady wrapped up around the waist as he's bringing him down. Now, Jarrett did then take Brady from the right hip from his right hip to his left hip, and the two did get tangled up as Jarrett was so excited that the sack had happened and he got up and it looked like maybe he did something to Brady. But Brady was, you know, trying to get Jarrett off him. I'm sure he was furious that his team now had a punt. And Boger said, what I had was the defender grab the quarterback while he was still in the pocket and unnecessarily throwing him to the ground. That was what I'm making my decision based on. And it's absurd. There's no other way to describe it than absurd, infuriating, wrong. And kudos to Arthur Smith for not getting a 15-yard penalty of his own, because I would have blown a gasket.
Absolutely.
I would have made Bo Schembechler back in the day look like a deaf mute. With all due respect, I honestly would have lost my mind. So, what do you do? There's something called the Hawkeye system in the NFL. What is that? Well, the head officials in New York City have the ability to tell the officiating crew at the site something. They have the ability to tell the crew to rule something incomplete instead of a fumble, or rule something meriting more of a look-see than just an incomplete pass. Okay? They have that ability in last 2 minutes to buzz in and make a rule on something, make a ruling on something, and then during the game outside of the last 2 minutes, have the ability to tell the officials, hey, let's just rule that incomplete or rule that not a fumble because the ground, he was down already. Save the other coach a challenge. Let's move this thing along. We've got your back. You didn't call it right on the field. Let's save the other team a challenge and let's make this decision and move it along. You see it so many different times. You're like, wait a minute. Why are they, that was a fumble. Why are they now ruling it not a fumble? They didn't review it. Well, yeah, they did. Somebody did in New York City. And the competition committee is not yet ready to make the Hawkeye the actual administrator of what's a penalty and what is not. They're not ready for that yet. They're doing the NFL thing, which is take it in dribs and drabs. There are some owners in the league that are just way too conservative. They're like, we are not going to let Big Brother, eye in the sky, officiate our games. We're not. And I'm sure the referee union doesn't want that either. They're probably seeing what's happening in Major League Baseball, where umpires are about to be the conduit for a computer to tell you whether it's a ball or a strike. And I'm not saying that we should officiate everything from 345 Park Avenue through what's on television, but I'm saying we should review more. Like that. There is no reason why the league officials and the Art McNally named officiating review center, they can't see something like that, call Walt Anderson, the head of NFL refs, over and say, we got something in Atlanta. Walt, what do we got? Well, this was called roughing the passer. And they run it back. And then they could get in Jerome's ear and say, Jerome, hold on a minute. And so what is he going to do? He's not going to go to any replay monitor. No, he could call his other officials together and they're having a conversation. Sort of in the same way that a pitching coach goes out to a pitcher that's struggling and they have a talk for like 45 seconds to a minute. So the other reliever could warm up. Then the umpire comes out and says, break it up. So there's no reason why in that instance they can't have a conversation and then Walt Anderson gets in Jerome's ear and say, pick up the flag, Jerome. That is not roughing the passer. And they could say, but I thought this. I know what you thought. We just looked at it. We'll talk about it later. And then Jerome Boger gets on the microphone and says there is no penalty for roughing the passer. Fourth down. That's it.
My bad.
It's only cost us a minute. That's it. And they could have done the same thing, by the way, in Cleveland. Sebastian Joseph Day just gave a little shove to Jacoby Brissett on an incomplete pass in the end zone. That was ruled roughing the passer. He clearly did a little bit of, from what I could see, flop. Official bought it 15 yards. And it's like, so we're now taking a little bit of a shove and a Grady Jarrett sack of Brady doing everything right. And you're getting 15 yards thrown. These 15-yard penalties are so significant. It's the difference between a team getting off the field or not, or giving an offense new life that it does not deserve. And you see that all the time in helmet-to-helmet hits that aren't. You see that all the time. There is no reason when there is technology in the 21st century to not use it. And I am begging the membership of the NFL or whomever in the competition committee that is saying, we've got the unintended consequences. Remember what happened with pass interference. I'm not saying that you could challenge it. I'm not saying that Arthur Smith should take a red flag out and say, that's not roughing the passer. I'm willing to just take it in moderation. Let the officials in New York, who currently have the ability for certain things, to tell the officiating crew at the site, do not do this, you should do that, pick that up, call it that, to include roughing the passer or any 15-yard penalty, any of them, because they can get in there and say, hey, in that fight, that so-and-so threw a punch, take that person out. You can do those things. Why not for this? We're infuriated. Fans feel cheated. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Another thing that infuriates fans, while I'm on a roll, are our head coaches who make decisions based on percentages and playing percentages and whatever, maybe somebody who's got the percentages and they get in the coach's ear and say, go for it, don't go for it, that sort of stuff. And I understand, you know, your chances of winning a game by going for it here and kicking a field goal there are different percentages. And then you add those percentages together and it adds up to wins. And I get it. You know, but what Brandon Staley, who is Mr. Going for it on fourth down in many different ways, last year we saw with the LA Chargers, this one was a total head scratcher. I know you want to, you know, and your offense needs 1 yard to win the game. So what would you rather do? Get 1 yard to win the game or kick the ball away to a team that has no timeouts left and make them go 40, 50 yards, right, to try and kick a field goal to win the game? Or do you run the risk of just giving them the ball on the cusp of field goal range on the spot? And Brandon Staley said, go for it. Called a timeout too. Took it all the way down to a minute 14 to go. And I thought you're just going to call a timeout and punt the ball away and see if this Browns offense that was very run heavy and then on occasion Amari Cooper would show up, put it on Jacoby Brissett to go 40, 50 yards for their young kicker, Cade York, to try and win the game. And instead they went for it. Don't get it. Browns gained 10 yards and then send Cade York out for a 54-yard field goal, prior to which Keenan Allen of the Chargers gave all of us voice to what was happening. Allen, who's out still injured, tweeted out, WTF are we doing? Right at the moment in time, one of the leaders of this team, one of the most tenured Chargers, feeling compelled to tweet out a second guess of his coach while he's not playing. Man, that's a 21st century moment, right?
It's still up there. He's not taking it down.
I don't know. Would Jerry Kramer have tweeted this out if there was Twitter back in the 60s? I don't know. Hey, yeah. Vince, what are we doing?
Maybe.
You know, I It's the 21st century, and players have their own platform. It's called their Twitter accounts or whatever account they have online. And Keenan Allen gave all of us voice. And I don't know how many times I've ever said this. This could be the first. I know I kind of said it moments ago, teasing this segment, going to break. But how many times can you call a Chargers head coach lucky? Usually you're one of the most unlucky coaches ever. Because strange things happened to the Chargers, and Staley watched York miss the field goal. After the game, he had this to say of his decision.
You know where I stand on that, and we believe in our process. We believe in our players on both sides, and we were coming out here on the road to win this game, not kick it and then go hope to win. You know, I believed our defense would get a stop if we didn't make it, because I knew that we could cover them. And so you got to live with it when it doesn't go down. You know, we went for it in the on the first drive, and it didn't go down. And we're willing to live with that. But we know what that means to our group and playing that way. There's no way I was taking our offense out of the field at the end of the game.
First of all, I preface this by saying I love this guy. He's been a friend of the program. He calls in. He offered me his parking spot, which I have yet to take because I'm just modest.
Well, you asked. Did he offer? I don't remember that.
That's true. I did ask.
You asked.
Yeah, that's an important important note.
Rich, don't get what you don't ask for.
I think I asked that of also Stafford. You know, I just wanted that parking. This is before they built a new structure where I have a very nice parking spot across from SoFi.
You were just trying to get in where you fit in.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, just in case the network wasn't going to take care of me with my own terrific parking spot. That said, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Because if you think your defense is going to get a stop so you can just at least try and win it on the spot with your offense, then you punt it, and your defense then has 40 or more yards of a cushion to stop this team. Then you're going to get a stop. Then you take the best possible opportunity, which is to give a team with no timeouts left and no big playability outside of what? Nick Chubb breaking one,
right,
or Kareem Hunt,
you blow
an assignment on a wheel route, or Amari Cooper can somehow get free despite a safety, no doubt, shaded over to help. I don't know. I'm not the play caller. As Tom Brady said, I don't throw the flags. I don't call the plays either. But to me, this is just, again, it's just the latest example of coaches not coaching the way that I've seen the game coached my entire life. I'm 53. And I totally get the aggressive stuff. Hey, second quarter, third quarter, go for it here. And you know, I even liked the fact that Zach Taylor went for it on fourth down last night inside the red zone, despite kicking. If you kicked a field goal, then later on, eventually, Justin Tucker's field goal wouldn't have won it. You'd have an opportunity maybe to have been up more. Certainly, if you scored the touchdown there, you're taking Justin Tucker out of the game entirely. I get it. I just didn't like the play call at all. I didn't like the dipsy do on second down, and I didn't like that, you know, shovel pass on fourth down. I didn't like the play call at all out of Cincinnati last night.
No.
But I just don't get it. I come away scratching my head, and I'm concerned for the Chargers. You know, I'm concerned for the Chargers if Keenan Allen is compelled to tweet out and has no problem hitting send on second-guessing his coach in front of the whole damn country. Going for it on fourth and two, pardon me, with a minute to go. I mean, the kid strolled out there, kid, York, from 54 yards out, and he just missed it wide right. And then you go fly home. You go fly home at 2-3. They're lucky to be 3-2. Very lucky to be 3-2. We'll see how this does play out. You know, we'll see how this does play out. Do some of the guys in that locker room love him for that aggressiveness? I don't know if Keenan Allen did. And he's a guy I imagine a lot of players listen to in that locker room.
Good point.
But I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. I don't get it. I guess maybe the game's passed me by, and I'm just 53. Maybe I need to catch up. I don't know. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I understand that you get the first down, the game's over. But you kick it, and the game is essentially over, and I know one is completely in the over, the one is essentially over, but the third option is you run the risk of flat out losing.
It's a field position game. Make them go 90 yards instead of, you know, a one first down field goal attempt.
844-204-RICH, number to dial, phone calls, and so much more. And yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Something happened yesterday that has not happened since 2015. It's been a while, and I'm very glad to say that it happened. Find out what I'm talking about. That's next, before Chris Long joins us on all of these subjects at the top of hour two.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Ads. There is no story without an audience. That's why Amazon Ads connects great brand stories with audiences that are engaged and ready to hear what you have to say. They also help your brand reach them through a variety of streaming services like Freevee. People go there to find premium free entertainment, so you can make deep connections while they stream season after season. Or if you want to be part of a more global hub of culture, Amazon Ads can help build your brand on Twitch. People live stream around the clock, and your brand can join in and become part of their communities. And if you want to make the most of football season, well, Amazon Ads can help with that too. Fans stream games live every week on Thursday Night Football, and Amazon Ads can help get your brand in front of them. So, let your story be heard. Learn more at advertising.amazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world. With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to 3 apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All great.
Yeah, we were just talking back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Boogie Nights is 25 years old today. One of my favorite rewatchable movies. I guess remote drop movies where you have to drop the remote and watch it from there on out. Boogie Nights is one of them.
All right, I'm locked in.
Another one is The Fugitive.
Yep.
That's another one. Got to drop it. The Untouchables is another one.
Shawshank.
Not for Mike.
No?
Mike don't know.
I watched it. I saw it.
Boogie Nights. My gosh.
I knew it was going to happen.
Reed Rothschild.
Looking to buy a new home? Navy Federal Credit Union has loan options and resources help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. Right now, Navy Federal will contribute up to $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments, so there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance. That's not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees, too, so you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you, so the loan process for your home is as smooth an experience as possible. So what you need to know is the following. The NavyFederal.org is a spot for you to go figure out more. And Navy Federal Credit Union is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after the September the 16th, you can receive up to $1,000 towards actual closing costs applied to closing with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for details. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Terzo and Iowa. All rise. Let's take his phone call. All rise. What's up, Terzo?
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Terzo.
Hey, Rich. I gotta say something to TJ real quick. You got me kind of roasted last week, my man.
Who, me?
Yeah. So all the Carl's people, they watch the show all daily. Okay. I didn't have an opportunity to really tune in on Roku last week. I was just so busy, but I didn't know that you moved the Carl stickers. So they were calling me out saying it's because I did the 13-4 prediction. So I've been getting lambasted pretty good.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Did you move the sticker? Did you move a sticker?
Oh, the Carl. Oh, you know what happened? I took the TV down. Kind of rearranged some stuff. So I still have the sticker. My bad. I'll put it back up.
Put it back up.
Yeah, I'll
do it. Not right now. We're in the middle of our program.
Mad love for Carl's. So I'll put that back up.
13-4, man. Let me see. Let's check your work. Hold on a minute, Teresa. Let's check your work because you're 3-2 right now.
Correct.
And hold on. I have your work right here. I'm a little bit more organized this year.
You had them beating the Bears. That was a loss. You had them beating the Seahawks and then beating the Broncos. You start 3-0. You started 1-2. You had them losing to the Rams on Monday night. You missed that one. And then, you got this one right. So you got the home date against Seattle right and at Carolina right. Now here comes at Atlanta. Okay. All right.
And I'm still
alive.
in my prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Because this defense is great, even though for some reason whenever we go on these turf fields we seem to pick up injuries. You know, losing Mosley with a torn ACL is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. Replacing him in that secondary. Hopefully Bose is able to come back. But for some reason, those turf fields jump up and get us. And Robbie Gould got trucked twice trying to make tackles yesterday, which was kind of sad.
But it didn't matter, I guess, in the long run. They put so many points on the board. And Jeff Wilson looked terrific. Tevin Coleman back. Making touchdowns for San Francisco.
Right.
You know, like it's a little bit old school. Early shades. What is that? Is it Shades of Big Nick Mullins? Is that what that is back in those days? I know you don't want to go back to those days.
Big Nick Mullins energy.
Just a little bit, but we look dynamic on offense and defense, which is just fun to watch.
Thanks for the call,
Terzo. I got the stickers back up. Tell them never front on you.
There it is.
Tell them never front on you.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a little shiny, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Much better out on No. We'll get it in a second.
Guys, we forgot Roller Girl. I don't know what we were
How doing. Do we?
That was a mistake.
How do we forget Roller Girl?
A little blind spot here on a Monday morning.
We're just not thinking clearly.
We're just clearly not.
Understandable, though.
Okay.
Hey, how many times did Thomas Jane drop an F-bomb the last time?
When he was here on the show?
Like three, right?
More than that.
We got phone calls.
He was
we
so comfortable.
We did get phone calls. We got phone calls from our terrestrial radio affiliate saying, what's going on with Thomas Jane? Hey,
I loved it. It was literally like he thought, I'm hanging out with some friends.
Well, he was literally like in this chair. Like,
just chilling.
Like, yeah.
Very relaxed.
He was so relaxed, I almost wanted to throw those little snap bombs to see if he would be awake.
Well, you're not Cosmo, so you can't throw those.
Cosmo. He told that was a great true or false. He told that story about the birth of Cosmo.
Yeah, the fact that the guy who played Cosmo with the firecrackers
did that for
Paul
real.
Thomas
right?
Anderson actually was a friend of his. He was doing it
at a party
for real, and then he called him. He's like, "Come down, do this scene," and he put him in the movie.
Yeah. Yo, dude, come be in my movie. That's awesome.
Just
check
to
that
throw
out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisen Show.
Love it.
Hey, you know what happened yesterday for the first time since 2015?
Whoa!
This is an 8 years. It's been 8 years.
Let me think for a second.
8 years since a week 5 was completed in the NFL. And both the Jets and Giants were above 500.
What?
Wow.
8 years.
Congratulations.
8 long years. The Giants are above 500 at the 5-week mark for the first time since 2015. That's the last time it happened. The Jets did it actually in 2017 was the last time they did it. So it's been a long time. Long time.
Wow.
Terrible at math. 7 years. 7 years. That's how long it's been since the Jets and the Giants above 500 at the 5-week mark. The Giants in London yesterday. This was a game they would have lost last year or any of the last 7 years by 20. When they were down 20-10, this thing was a wrap. And then Saquon goes off to injury? Oh, then that's the end of that. That's it.
Game over.
Daniel Jones against this Packers defense, that's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard's already out, right? That's a wrap. I mean, it's a wrap. Kenny Golladay is just a hanging Chad right now. That's a wrap. Uh-huh. Not this team. Not Brian Daboll's New York football Giants.
Daboll season.
Yeah. Daniel Jones is only missing on 6 passes, and he's running for first downs. And then Saquon, wait a minute, comes back in the game and puts the stank leg on people and gets in the end zone? One of the questions I said last week going into the second quarter of the season, the next 4 weeks, is does Saquon Barkley have legs for an MVP? And the answer is so far, yes, they do. This whole business of they're for real, you know what? You are what you are, which is what Bill Parcells once upon a time said. And what the Giants are 4-1 with a win over the Packers in their back pocket. Unfortunately for them, they lost their only losses at home to the Cowboys. That can come back to really haunt them. But just keep winning. Keep your head down and keep doing stuff like this, showing grit and determination and smarts. Oh, my God. Last year, they had a coach who took a knee on a third down just to get out of Dodge and punt the ball away. In a game that was at the end of the season when he was a dead coach walking, saying he's just going to do whatever it takes to win, and then takes a knee on third down. And now here comes Brian Daboll, who coached his way out of that game yesterday by making sure Aaron Rodgers had one shot at a Hail Mary, one shot at a Hail Mary, and he didn't even get that off because the Giants' pass rush was good. Again, Kayvon Thibodeau's batting balls down. Come on now. And another thing Bill Parcells once said once upon a time, when a rookie started performing like a veteran, he would say, this is one of my favorite football phrases I've ever heard in my 20 years with plus with NFL Network, or about to be 20 years plus with them. Said player dropped his Huggies today. Breece Hall dropped his Huggies and dropped it off right on the Miami Dolphins. So I understand, didn't have Teddy Bridgewater yesterday. I get it. But Breece Hall with 197 yards from scrimmage. Zach Wilson, nice boring game, 14 to 21, 210 yards. He did rush for one, but he didn't turn it over. No interceptions for Zach. Breece Hall with a rookie record for the Jets, almost 200 yards from scrimmage. Hey, Packer fans, you know, I know Zaire Alexander said he won't have trust in the defense that he currently still has if the Jets beat them next week. Hey, pal, here come the Jets. Yeah, I'm saying it because they're not even on firing on all cylinders. Garrett Wilson's had one kind of takeover game against the Browns in that comeback win. Here he comes. Here comes this team with some confidence. Oh, yeah, Tyreek Hill didn't get in the end zone. Waddle was shut. Like, Waddle disappeared yesterday. And, again, I understand they didn't have their number one or two quarterback. But Raheem Mostert was running on him for a while, and then the Jets just put their foot in the ground, put a 40-burger on him. They're 3-2. I know we're going to be talking playoffs of what later on this week. I know you're going to throw the Jets at me. Well, we're talking playoffs right now. We should. Got young kids. They're a second-place team. Second-place team through 5 weeks. They can come back on you in the fourth quarter, and they can drop a 40-burger on you. Oh, baby. A small matter of the Bills being atop their division, but I'm not thinking about that right now. The Giants are 4-1, and the Jets are 3-2, and they're above 500.
And Brockman's team has a QB controversy right now.
You know what? No, we're not. Don't throw me off at the end of a segment, man. Come on. First time since 2015. That's what we got.
Yeah, sure.
That's it. Why sure? Why not? Chris Long coming up in hour number two here on the program.
Yeah, sure.
If you're going to play the drop, you should play it all the way throughout. You always turn it down. What do you turn it down for?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's it. There you
I
go.
Always get the why not off because it's
why?
Like...
Why? That's the point
that's
of it.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Yeah, I like the why not.
I forget. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now you want to talk about it. Go for it. Quarterback controversy. Hey, man.
Don't worry. Be zappy.
I know. Hey.
I mean, he was efficient, and he didn't make mistakes. The pick wasn't his fault. It went through the receiver's hands.
This is in Bill you trust. This is the trust, man. Come on. He almost pulled the greatest trick a la Kaiser Soze by almost winning in Green Bay. And then, you know why I lone wolfed the Patriots at home yesterday? Everyone else on game day morning chose the Lions.
Why? The Lions are
I do not know. But Bailey Zappi dressed in his best Tony Eason outfit.
I mean, those are the best uniforms.
Gorgeous.
I mean, Pat the Patriot was on the side of his head.
Yeah. Those are beautiful.
Huh? Look, you look like Steve Grogan out there without a neck.
Everybody picked the Lions?
Except me. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I mean, they're the worst defense in the NFL.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And Belichick put it on him. Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre, but, oh, please.
It was great.
Like he wasn't going to do that for Patricia either. I mean, that was a lock. I would have chosen them as a lock.
That's great.
If we had a game day morning yesterday.
Love it.
That's why you trust Bill.
Can you keep his job, Chris?
2-3. 2-3. Better than 1-4. I'll tell you that.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying hello, Ross, this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have 3 rescue dogs and only 2 hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend 2 max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.